We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Monday. Morning, Randy.
Hey, what's happening, man? You're smiling now because you salvaged your headphones and everything.
Them.
You fixed them, so now you're smiling. Now I'm smiling.
Kind of
on a beautiful, rainy, foggy Monday morning. But we're in the house.
I just can't.
What's happening?
So the left one is broken.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how that happens. You know, I mean, headphones break over a while. These ones are old.
Right.
But if I have to leave them. I kind of tightened them up. You see that? They're a little tighter than normal.
Yeah.
Because I don't have that much extra to play with here.
Yeah.
I got to extend them out as far as they go.
You're real domey.
I am pretty domey.
Yeah.
But if I tighten them a little tighter than normal and don't move too much, I think the left one will stay put.
Well, you're good then, man.
So we're good then.
You're good.
We're good then. Anyway, morning. How are you, man? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was good. Didn't have to work. So, well, I mean, that's always good. But
I certainly wouldn't call what we did on Saturday night work.
No, it was a lot of fun. Again, you know, thank you to all the listeners and everybody who called into our show to get the chance to hang out with us on the Fox Sports Southeast bus. Got to go see the Hawks play the Dallas Mavericks. Got to play some top golf that, I don't know, for some reason I should have won, but I forgot to push my butt the name. And so I gave you like 30 extra points and all that. And then it happened to you. So it was karma. It happened to you too. So.
All right. So, okay. You gave me 9 extra points.
No.
9 extra points.
Dude, you were at 30-something and ended up with 57.
I ended up with 69.
Okay.
Which was,
I'm talking about after I went. I'm talking about after I went.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you went right before I did. You were up by 9 on me. And then I gave you like 25 points.
I don't think that's true.
It was true.
Now, and then I went also because you took my turn on accident.
Yeah.
And then I also took my turn. And that's where those extra points came from. That's what happened.
Yeah, okay.
And then I got stuck on a number that I liked. And I decided to start giving points out to other people.
Yeah, exactly. So, because the karma, it came back and got you.
What karma? You did it. You were the one that
did
it.
But you accepted them.
Well, you can't delete them.
Well, you can't in your mind. You're like, okay, I'm going to subtract the 25 points that Randy gave me and I'm going to give them to him. I would have been, but not you. No, because you got to look at the screen and like, well, that's not what the screen says.
Hmm.
That's exactly what you did.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We did lose to one of the other listeners that was there playing against us. It was a really good time, though, on Saturday night over there at Top Golf. The only thing that was a little bit of a bummer, besides the traffic, but I think everybody had to deal with the traffic. That's just sort of par for the course with all the events that are going on downtown on a Saturday night, was the whole event was built around Trey versus Luka.
Yeah.
And getting a chance to see the Mavericks and the Hawks play and getting a chance to see those two stars square off. And unfortunately now, for the second time this season, when Trey versus Luka was supposed to happen, Trey versus Luka didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because Luka didn't play.
Yeah.
And look, if you're hurt, you're hurt. Okay?
I get it.
I get it. If you're hurt, you're hurt. Mavericks are going to the playoffs. They've got to, I guess, protect that. But if it wasn't such an obvious trend that Hawks fans have had to deal with this year, then maybe you just chalk it up to that. But it is. And Mike Conte had a great tweet over the weekend of, all of the stars that were supposed to play against the Hawks this year in Atlanta that sat out in those games because load management.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an issue, man. Like, it didn't ruin Saturday. It was still fun to go to the game. Trey was great in the fourth quarter, and the Hawks won. Mark Cuban's protesting and crying. We'll get to that in a minute. But, I mean, the entire excitement for that game, besides the fact that it's just a fun NBA contest, was to see Trey versus Luka. And when Luka doesn't play because of load management, that's bad for the league.
It sucks,
it was
man.
Frustrating
well,
on Saturday.
This whole load management, it just stinks, period.
It
you
does.
Know what I'm saying? Like that, like you probably said this a couple months ago. It's crazy now that you talk about athletics and sports professional, and you're getting paid not to play. You're getting criticized if you play too much.
Right.
I mean, these damn ESPN and FS1, I mean, every day it seems like the topic is LeBron playing too much. I mean, dude, he's paid to play basketball. That's his job.
Right.
You know, and I hate it, especially when the East Coast teams go to the West Coast and the West Coast teams come to the conference, I'm sorry, and they play one, you know what I'm saying? You get to see them once a year. You know what I'm saying? I hate that for the fans, especially when you're paying them tickets because you don't get that money back for them.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the
I mean,
tickets that people spent money on Saturday night, Hawks fans, to go to that game. Because, look, if you're a normal working person and you love basketball, you probably can't afford season tickets. Some people do. Some people can afford season tickets, but not everybody can.
Yeah.
So you circle the ones that you really want to go to. And the other thing, too, is if you have kids,
yeah.
Trey and Luka are about as popular as anybody can get right now with the young fans. And I don't know what percentage of your paycheck it costs to get in that building on Saturday night, but it wasn't cheap.
No, it wasn't. And then for you to not, I mean, and a lot of times it usually isn't, I don't know if, it's not the player's call majority of the time. It's usually an organizational type thing. But I just don't like it, man. I don't like the fact that this is what you get paid to. Now, I know it's a long season. But, again, why is everything so long all of a sudden? That's why we go back to why is everybody trying to change everything? They're trying to shorten the season. For what?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for what?
Know.
I mean, we're talking about baseball. I mean, the seasons have always been long. I mean, why is everything – we got to change everything now? Why can't players go out there and do their job? Nobody says you got to play 40 minutes. But, I mean, the people – especially the marquee players, they pay money to see you. Like, people pay money to go see Luka Doncic play.
They do.
You know what I'm saying?
And there was a lot of 77 jerseys in the building on Saturday.
And a lot of people were looking forward to it. And then the worst thing about it is we didn't find out until the day of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have said this the night before when y'all played Miami. Okay, Luka's not going to play. But yet you wait till the day of because people are getting excited to go to the game to watch these two young players play against mm-hmm. each other. It's not fair.
It's not, and I don't know what the league does about it, honestly.
They can't do anything about it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that you can. I guess
How about this?
The way to get around it is no back-to-backs and less games,
I suppose.
How about
you don't get paid?
Yeah, but
– I know.
No, you don't. That's a nice idea.
It sounds good.
It does. It sounds great.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I don't know that the Players Association is going
to
go
happen.
For that
no.
one. Yeah, they've got all the juice in the entire world.
That's like when we were talking, and I'm sure we'll mention it later on, we're talking about the collective bargaining agreement and all these things, talking about the NFL and how many players you can have active on game day. Like, if I'm an owner, why am I paying eight guys that ain't going to play?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Playing them like full boat of money, but they ain't playing. Like, and the crazy thing is, Bunk, they've never explained it.
Yeah, I've never understood
they've
that.
They've never explained
the
it. Why?
Because it's 53-man roster.
Yes.
57 guys are available. I'm sorry,
46 in the emergency quarterback. I think that's how it was.
Okay, so yeah, that's like what you have on game day.
Yeah.
So that means every single weekend, last year, Deidre Sinat was one of them. Every single weekend, there's six guys that you're paying salaries to that don't play.
Yeah.
And there's guys that get hurt every single game. So the quality of play drops off significantly. Yeah,
you get an extra old lineman, just you know,
and that's what they're throwing in.
Yeah, so the tight end doesn't have to play be the fifth old lineman.
All right. So the other thing that happened on Saturday night at the end of the game, which was just fantastic, was Trey took over as he does. Trey was unbelievable in the fourth quarter. Looked like the star that he is. Came back from down big early in that game, and they won. The Hawks did. And there was a weird play late where they called a goaltend and then they overturned it and said it was an inadvertent whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess because of that, Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, who I like generally,
yes.
Mark Cuban,
yes.
Has decided that they're going to protest the game. They're going to formally protest the game and say that the game should be started with 9.5 seconds left
mm-hmm.
where the Mavericks were down by two. But didn't the ball hit the rim either way on that,
it
so
did.
It would have reset the shot clock, and John Collins put it in, so the Hawks are up four,
yes.
actually.
Yes.
I'm very confused by this tactic of being a crybaby.
Well, I mean, again, let them cry, because is anything going to happen, or are they going to replay those probably 9 seconds? Probably not.
Because James Harden made a dunk.
You know,
remember in that Rockets game, yes. And they tried to protest, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I don't think anything's going to happen ever. But hey, you go ahead and let Mark Cuban fuss and yell. I love the fact that what he does for his team, man. I would love
to play for
a Mark Cuban owned team. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy, his everything is first class. He always has his players' best interest in heart. Very, very, very loyal, too. That's what I like about him. You don't find a lot of that in sports, especially in the ownership. Loyalty is a big thing for him. Mm-hmm. And it's everything is about a family atmosphere and all those things. But, yeah, how much has he been fined by the league?
So much money.
A couple million dollars?
More, yes.
You know what I'm saying? He
got many millions of
dollars. Yeah, that in his clip, in the money clip, man. So he's straight. But, it is what it is. It was a crazy call, crazy end of the way that they were the game ended, but I think overall, love the way John Collins played that whole game.
Mm-hmm. Great game.
He was real physical. He's really, looking like an all-star player. And then Trey, he didn't play well to start the game, but what made me mad was the beginning of the game, and you got Seth Curry out there looking like his brother. You know, and Seth can shoot the ball, but, I mean, dude, they were making Hardaway Jr. They were making regular dudes look like all-stars.
If Tim Hardaway Jr. played the Hawks every night, he'd score 30 points.
Exactly.
He dominates when he plays the Hawks. Now, he can't play defense. Man, Trey went by him like he was standing in mud four or five different times.
Yeah, Trey goes by a lot of folks.
He does. I have a suggestion for Mark Cuban, though. Protest the game. Just play your best players next time.
Hey.
And then maybe you don't have to protest.
I mean, you set out Luka and Kristaps.
Yeah, it's like 50 points
right
there. Anyway. We'll come back and get to what's trending here on another rainy Monday morning, including what Cole Hamels is talking about here.
You know, be a guy that they can look to and be around and get advice. And
yeah, all that while his shoulders hurt. That's just a gamer right there. We'll come back and get to what's trending after this on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're coming down to 2:05 to go. Here's Trey Young. Trey in the middle. Trey dribbles behind a pick, left side. Trey now into the lane. Looks for help. Gets it out to Cam Reddish. Cam up top. Trey fires a long three. Bang! And he got fouled on the play! Can you believe it? Trey Mendes again! He did it again! John Collins can't believe it. Trey hits the three and the Hawks lead by a point. 105-104.
The Hawks!
Yeah, fun fourth quarter on Saturday night as the Hawks took down the Mavericks 111-107. Trey had 13 in the fourth. John Collins had a double-double, 35-17, one of his best games of the season.
Is career high points? I think they said it was a career high in points.
Wow, I did not realize
that. I did not realize that either.
Wow, good
I think
for him.
I saw them say that. I was like, wow,
you
really?
Know what I love about when John Collins has games like that?
What's that?
Is how efficient he is. He's 13 of 18 from the field.
He's an efficient player, He is. And the thing with him is that as his game continues to grow as far as – I think it was you that said – we were talking about a thing that he can improve with his one-on-one, his one-on-one game against somebody, taking somebody off the dribble and doing different things.
Or maybe
things.
Just creating space.
I think that's what you said.
He doesn't have to take, I don't know that John Collins is ever going to be somebody that, hits you with an array of dribble moves, but if he could just get a little step back or something like that, because he's going to be on the perimeter, right? I mean, the trade for Capella, I think, told us a couple different things. And one of them is that they don't want Collins to be the five in the starting lineup, and that's fine.
That's
great. I think Collins is best suited to be a four. But if he's going to be out at the perimeter, it'd be nice instead of just being a catch and shoot guy, which he's very good at. He was 3 of 3 from downtown on Saturday night.
Yeah.
You add that little wrinkle to your game. There's a lot of guys on the team right now that have that. I mean, Cam Reddish is getting better. Handling is getting better and better.
Trey's
obviously is off the charts. So, I don't know. That's probably a summer thing, this summer going into next year. But he was great on
Saturday.
That's
what great people do, man. They put something else in the toolbox every summer, especially in the NBA. You go around with different, gyms and play against other NBA players and everything. That's a great thing about NBA. And being a basketball player, that you can do it anytime.
Mm-hmm.
In your free time.
Anywhere.
Go find a run somewhere.
Yeah.
But, I think he's just going to get better. But, it was a good game. I'm not going to get on that high horse of load management. It just sucks, man. It does. Because, I mean, there's no way you can't tell me that he couldn't play. Now, you want to throw at me, well, they're in a playoff hunt. I get that. Whatever. But your job is to be a damn basketball player. That's what you get paid to do. Get paid a lot of money to play a damn game.
And we've gotten to a place where the better you are
–
The less the expectation is that you play in every sport.
And I get it. I get the playoff thing. I understand their reasoning. I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
But I understand what they're saying.
I just think the reasoning and whatever, I get the money and protecting your assets and all that kind of stuff. I just think there has to be like a level of what is in the best interest of the fan, and that isn't. I mean, guys, not like the best players not playing is not in the best interest of the fan.
It's not.
It makes the game slightly less entertaining, and that's what we got on Saturday night. Not from a Hawks perspective. Trey was fantastic. Over the last 18 games, the Hawks are 500.
Yeah.
They're 9-9 over the last 18. That just happens to coincide with everyone getting healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprising.
I just want to see them play well. And want to see the growth of this roster. Would love to see Clint Capella get in there, but no rush. He's going to be back hopefully sometime before the season over. But yeah, just continue to get, that's my thing. Continue to get better. Young guys continue to develop and maybe give you a glimpse into what could possibly be next year.
It was that Nets game, right? Right at the midway point of the season, we said, now we're going to start judging these guys.
Yeah.
They're 9-9 since then.
They're doing what they can do.
This is What's Trending, by the way, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Protect your home against heating and cooling breakdowns with a tune-up for just $89.95, or upgrade to the new Trane system for just $109.99 a month.
It's not only to be able to produce out on the field, but you know, to be in the clubhouse and you know, be a guy that they can look to and you know, be around and get advice, and you know, you have to be here to be able to do so. So you bite the bullet, but you know, there's things that I'm trying to do is just getting healthy so that I can, you know, be a big part of what this team is.
That's Cole Hamels. He has arrived, Randy. He has showed up at spring training.
Mm-hmm.
A little late. How do you think that went, by the way?
That conversation?
When he called him and told him that he wasn't going to come because his shoulder hurt on the first day of spring training.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, yeah, actually, why don't you come rehab here?
Yeah.
Why don't you come be around, you know, our doctors and our trainers?
Have you noticed I've been saying that since the first day? What you mean? I ain't coming. No, bro, you going to come here and let us evaluate you. I mean, you know how that conversation was. We heard the clip of how Alex was upset.
Yeah.
Dick was upset.
Get to Florida.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure Dallas is nice. Get to Florida.
No, bro. You need to come down here. Let us evaluate you. Let us put you on a rehab schedule and try, because, you know, that's usually what happens. You don't really, a lot of times, as an injured player, you don't get to stay home while everybody's there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's only special occasions that you get a chance to, okay, well, I can't really do anything, so can I just chill out here? But you're a new member of this team. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the reason that you've been brought here is because everybody says you're the father of the bullpen or whatever. You know what I'm saying? The father figure in the rotation.
That's what we say.
You know what I'm saying? So we need you here. Need you here to help these young guys, these young wanksters.
He sounded like a dad there, though, didn't he?
Yeah,
he sounded very fatherly.
Well, yeah, we need you here to help these wanksters out, man.
Hey, the dads had a good weekend, though, man.
They did.
Cole Hamels showed up, and Felix Hernandez, dare I say, showed out.
He played good, man. It was pretty good for a first impression. You know what I'm saying?
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good. I'm not like in your stratosphere of fandom for him, but I bet you were just cheesing.
I was enjoying it.
Yeah, I know.
I was enjoying it. He looked good. Here's the thing. All honesty, fanboy aside, he looked comfortable. And that's like all you can ask for right now, as far as I'm concerned, as you're trying to evaluate him now. Like, as spring training goes on, they'll ask him to do more.
Mm-hmm.
They'll ask him to go more innings. Mm-hmm. He'll probably have to face slightly stiffer competition, and it won't be the opening day of spring training, so guys won't be quite as rusty. He threw 17 strikes out of 30 pitches, which is okay. Mm-hmm. Like that, if I'm him, I probably want the ratio to be a little bit more like 20, like two out of every three.
Right.
But he showed a couple different pitches. The movement looked good. And again, he just looked comfortable and he looked confident. He's also dropped like 25 pounds, which is good.
Yeah.
Because he was
chubby.
He's always been chubby.
Yeah, he always had a little.
Always?
Yeah.
But last year he was more than that.
He got some Miguel Cabrera going on, man.
Mm-hmm.
He got a lot of that. Double chin and everything. But
all right,
it was fun to watch him out there, man. It's just fun to have baseball back, man. It was fun to watch Ronnie Jr. Watch him do the steal a base and all those things. It was just fun to watch it. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, it's going to progress still early. And, I mean, I'm not going to rip the wankster for what happened yesterday.
Why not?
Because, man, it's still early, man. But my thing is here. I love you people. Love the listeners and everything. Every time 77 come in, I don't need y'all to let me know. Hey, Randy, your boy's in.
He was in.
Hey, your boy's in,
he
Randy.
He got in the fifth inning yesterday. You know what he did?
What did he do, man?
He gave up two damn hits.
Yes, he did.
In one inning.
But he struck out two dudes.
That's what he did. That's what he does.
That's what he does,
though. That's what he does. He allows base runners or he strikes guys out.
The damn adventures of 77.
That's what they are.
Yeah.
But because we're going to keep a running tabulation of this as spring training goes on.
All right.
Felix and Cole Hamels won the first weekend.
Yes.
The Wanksters didn't.
No, they did not.
Felix had a good start. Bryce Wilson had a bad start.
Yes. And we have
Felix and Hamels won.
And we have
Wankster zero.
And we have like narrowed down the Wankster list that Brian will give to y'all in a little while. Because I don't want everybody to think all of them are Wanksters.
Sure, there's four Wanksters.
There's four Wanksters. I think it's six, but they went, they all two overruled me on those other two. But hey, so Brian will officially tell you who the Wanksters are, the one that I'm referring to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think some people think, I think all of them are Wanksters. And I don't.
But I want to know who the other two that you want on the Wankster list are.
Fulte?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fulte's different.
Yeah.
Fulte's his own special category of thing.
Did he go back to Gwinnett last year?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. He did. Got sent down for like a month and a half. maybe he's the king. I don't know. Anyway, Brian will be in here with us in about 10 minutes for Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal.
Big shout out to Deontay Wilder. You know, he came here tonight. He manned up. He really did show heart of a champion. I hit him with a clean right hand and dropped him, and he got back up and battled on into round seven. He is a warrior. He will be back. He will be a champion again. But I will say, the king has returned to the top of the throne.
Yeah, that's Tyson Fury after he won.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. Dude. After he dominated on Saturday night. And then tasted the blood of Deontay Wilder, like he said that he wanted to, like a madman.
Dude, I've watched so many Deontay Wilder fights. Probably, I don't think I've missed one since he's won the title. And I know I watched about three or four before then. I've never seen a manhandle before. Tyson Fury manhandled. He was a much bigger man.
Yeah.
But Tyson Fury, I did not believe his strategy when he was telling us how he was going to fight him.
And he did it.
And he did it. He stood right there, and he didn't give him enough distance to get that right hand off. But yeah, Tyson just beat him up, you know, and that's the one thing about the heavyweights, you know, the anticipation of, because we know the heavyweight championship of the world in boxing, there's nothing bigger. You know, that's the baddest man on the planet.
Right.
And I mean, just the way Tyson Fury went out there and just beat up Deontay Wilder, that's something that's going to be hard for him to come back from, because you looked at Deontay Wilder as indestructible. You looked at, I mean, this dude is a 6'7" chiseled athlete. You know what I'm saying? But the one thing I've always said about Deontay, if he can't get that right hand off, you got a chance against him. But, yeah, Tyson just whooped him.
So were any of us right on Friday?
I think you were. I think you picked Fury.
I picked him in a decision, though.
Oh, okay.
I didn't pick the knockout.
There's no way I thought he was going to knock him out.
And no one picked Fury in a knockout?
No.
I know people picked Wilder in a knockout.
Yeah, because that's
all. Because Wilder knocks everybody out.
That's what you saw. And that's why people were, you know, when they stopped it, because he has that type of power that, you know, he could be down and just catch you.
But yeah.
He was, since that third round when he knocked him down, he wasn't the same. You saw his legs all off, legs rubbery and everything.
Yeah, his equilibrium was off.
Yeah, man.
Like he broke his eardrum or something.
Yeah, dog.
No thanks. Would you take a punch from Tyson Fury for $10 million?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey.
I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah,
I think that was Hot Take Tommy. I would do that.
Yeah, it was Peach Fuzz Tommy. Hey, got that Peach Fuzz on his chin. Think he a man now. Oh, how about my dogs, dog?
We're going to get to that.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
An amazing ending for the UGA basketball.
I care, Wendy.
No, they've won two in a row now.
Yeah, Wendy said nobody cares.
Winning streak.
They're
going to ride
Wendy.
This one into March. Brian Gebhardt comes in next for Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal, in which Tyree Crump's game winner will be a part of it. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now you can listen to The Game anywhere in the world. Just go to radio.com and stream us anytime.
Using the internet.
Stay connected to Atlanta sports 24/7. Only at radio.com and the radio.com app. Streaming live now. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. The Combine, Randy. It has begun.
Yeah.
They're measuring hands
measuring
and everything.
Hands and all that stuff. Oh, but, yeah, it's that time of year, man. I'm excited.
I love it.
I'm excited.
I love the combine.
Yes.
It also means, I mean, mock draft season is officially here.
Yeah.
It's upon us.
It is. I mean,
Feel it in the air?
I mean, the analysts already put out their 2.0s.
I know. Some people are on 4.0.
So they were having a 5.0. They'll have a 3.0 next week.
I wonder who gets over to the highest 0.0.
That's a good question.
Who makes the most mock drafts?
That's a good question.
Because D-Led makes like 8 or 9 of them.
Oh, he does?
By the time it comes around.
Oh, okay.
I think he does. I don't know.
Okay.
We should make one.
Okay, that's fine with me. We're going to call the Midday Show Mock Draft?
Yeah.
Sounds good, buddy.
Midday Show 0.0 Mock Draft.
Ah, like it.
It'll be perfect.
Like
all right.
It.
So anyway, we'll get to an NFL No Huddle coming up in 20 minutes. Brian Gebhardt's here. Hi, Brian.
What up, B?
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
How you doing, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much.
I'm just glad that the whole headphone situation worked out okay
for
you. You were bright red when the show started.
Hell, he was hot.
Yeah.
I know, like I said, I've been working with Andy long enough to know Andy's mad face. Oh, he has mad face on.
I was frustrated.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, he has his mad face on.
I
try to tell you every time when we leave on Friday or Saturday, dude, put your headphones up. Just put them somewhere.
I do. I put them in my box.
Well, that's not working anymore.
I mean, it's never worked.
Yes, what I'm saying.
But we also had come to an understanding. The fun parts are occasionally, it doesn't happen that much, but it has happened occasionally where Rob and I work together.
Right.
Or Rob comes on after us, like on Saturdays.
Right.
And he tries to, stands around, like, you know, like the kid that wants to get in on the game but doesn't know how to ask.
Right.
I'm like, Rob, look, I'll leave my headphones in here when we leave so you can use them.
Right.
I know you use them.
Right.
Like, it's not like a secret. You know what I mean? Just simple rules.
Put them back.
Or don't even. He leaves them over there over the weekends. Just leave them where I know they're going to be.
Right.
You don't even have to put them back because I know that's asking too much. Just leave them over there by the window like you normally do and don't break them. That's it. He was 0 for 2 on those things this week. Brian?
So what's the new strategy?
No new strategy.
No new strategy.
No.
Just
no
put
new
it back
strategy.
In your box.
Put it back in my box. What I think will be funny is, because I mean, he tried to hide them because
he tried to hide them because he broke them.
Which
is so funny.
It'll be funny when he sees them in there with duct tape on them.
So funny.
So,
it was unbelievable.
I'm not losing this. This is a stubborn standoff between dudes now. And I'm going to keep doing the same stupid thing that I've always done.
It looks good with the tape on it. It's sharp.
It's black and red. Falcons
very,
colors.
It's very standing out. Man.
Hawks.
Standing out.
Man. With the 92.9 The Game colors are black and red.
Also, the Dogs, who beat Vandy over the weekend with a buzzer beater on Saturday night. It sounded like this.
Oh, if it's tipped around, Georgia's got it loose. They're going to have a chance. Deep three.
So big deal, small deal, no deal. UGA basketball kind of figuring it out with back-to-back conference games.
What did you
late
just
now.
Say? Kind of figuring it out.
Late.
That is ridiculous.
I guess it's a small deal because Vanderbilt stinks.
Vanderbilt's the worst Power 5 team in the country.
Yep, they're terrible.
Vanderbilt is terrible.
That's why
you had to have a buzzer beater to beat them.
Kind of.
But it was a great shot. I watched a little bit of this game, but that was a great shot. And just the effortless posterizing that the Ant-Man did.
Now that was a big deal.
It was effortless, though.
It was awesome.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, if you're going to dunk on me, I want you to dunk it so hard and scream and holler. Dude, he barely, took off and just dunked on old boy. Like, it was too funny.
Is Anthony Edwards sort of rivaling the level of, nonchalantness in his 1 year about to be the number one pick that Ben Simmons had?
Dude, he's so
Ben
chilled.
Simmons, I mean, Ben Simmons, I don't even think he broke a sweat when he was at LSU.
Dude, he's so chilled, man. It's so funny, too. But, yeah, I was like, damn, yell, scream, sign.
Do something. Pound your chest.
You know, get a tech.
Yeah.
But he's like, he just went back about his business, man.
I'll say it's a small deal because I don't want to say it's a no deal because Tyree Crump made a big shot. And that was pretty cool.
That was a big shot.
Now, it doesn't mean anything. Like, Georgia's not going probably even to the NIT. They might go to the NIT,
Hold
maybe.
On, dude. This is our momentum.
What? Towards what?
Towards the tournament.
What tournament?
The SEC tournament.
Oh, okay.
We're going to make some noise, baby.
All right, okay.
We're going to make some
noise.
You
do get into the SEC tournament.
Every team.
I know we get it in there, but I'm just saying we're going to ride this momentum.
Was it ever like this in the SEC tournament where the bottom two teams didn't even get to compete? Because that's what it was in the Pac-12 tournament back in the day. I think when it was the Pac-10 tournament, only 8 teams got in. The worst two teams didn't get to go.
I don't recall them ever having it. And they have been, 10 years ago or something like that. They kind of use them as play-in games almost, those last couple seeds. As far as the Ben Simmons comparison to Anthony Edwards, if they do somehow get invited to the NIT and then choose as a team and as an individual not to play,
because that's exactly what LSU did.
So that's what you'll find out.
It
might be the exact same
play.
Because Ben Simmons didn't want to play.
Okay, I knew that. Okay, that's where they didn't play.
Bingos.
Because you remember it was on Netflix, I think, was that story of his 1 year at LSU. Mm-hmm. And I think, because I remember he wasn't going to play, but I know that I forgot that the whole team didn't play.
There was a lot of great articles written about his 1 year, He would only go to classes where people would do his homework for him.
Yeah.
Other classes he wouldn't even go to. I mean, it's a stupid rule.
It's a dumb rule, man.
And he made a mockery of it. So there you go.
Big deal, small deal, no deal. Jake Fromm's hand size. He measured in at 8 7/8 inches, which is pretty small compared to some of the other quarterbacks. Right. Let me just give you a couple here. Jacob Eason, 9 4/8. Jordan Love, big mitts, 10 1/2 inch. Tua Tagovailoa, 9 7/8. So on and so forth. Everybody is pretty much bigger than him. Yeah, all the way down. The top, like, 10 quarterback prospects.
Can I ask you one dumb question? You're going to be annoyed that I asked this.
Yeah, go ahead.
How come you said Eason's were 4/8 and you said the other guy was a half?
Well, because...
Why did you simplify one fraction
and
not the other?
So I copy and pasted this directly from a website, okay. And they actually wrote 9 4/8, 4/8, and I'm like, that's definitely a half.
You guys it's a half. Simplify
your fractions down. Yeah, right. So I simplified it on the second one.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
great job, Brian.
That was for you, Andy.
Thank
you.
They're going to make it a big deal. They're going to make it a big deal. They are. It usually is, but he was
8 7/8.
He was 8 7/8. That's pretty small.
Yeah.
And I saw Joe Burrow's right at 9. So, I mean, they're going to make a big deal out of it. But we always knew Jake had small hands.
Yeah, he's not a big guy.
He's not a big dude, but we always knew he had small hands. But, yeah, they're going to make a big deal out of this.
So I was looking at lists of other guys. I mean, I think it's a small deal. You can make it in the NFL with small hands.
You can.
Like, Alex Smith had small hands. He had a pretty nice NFL career. Kirk Cousins has small hands. Pretty nice NFL career. Jared Goff. There was a couple other guys on that list. The problem was, like, they're all good.
They're not great.
But no one was – there's not like that one defining example of, it's no big deal. Tom Brady's got tiny hands. Like, most of the great quarterbacks actually do have really big hands. And I don't know, maybe it helps if you're getting sacked to hang on to the ball or something like that. But
well, even the small, like the smaller guys in the league, like Russell Wilson, those guys have
Kyler Murray, huge hands.
Kyler Murray has big hands, yeah. But, I mean, it's going to be a big defensive quarterback.
Big deal, small deal, no deal. The Hurricanes goalie story from over the
weekend.
42-year-old Zamboni driver up there in Toronto. Both of the Hurricanes goaltenders got hurt. He came in the second period. First two shots he faced, he did let up the goals, but then save the next eight. And what a great moment for that guy, Dave Ayers.
Dude, it was such a big deal, man. Such a big deal. Such a great story, man. And you just like to see stuff like, I mean, what's going through your mind? They're like, hey, we need you in the goal. Huh?
Excuse me?
Huh? For me?
I didn't bring my stuff.
He didn't have the right helmet on.
We got extra stuff for you in the back.
He didn't have the right goalie mask on, which was so great.
Okay, sure, I'll go out there.
Yeah, that was
great. Yeah,
that's
the best story of the weekend.
It was so awesome.
So awesome. And then, like, what he had to say after the game and the fact, because he works for the Maple Leafs, the fact that they gave him all the props, all the players did. And then the coach of the Hurricanes after the game gave the great speech about him. It was really cool.
And I encourage everybody to go look up those videos. A lot of bleeps in them because it's a hockey coach talking, so we didn't play it on the air. So go check that out.
Great job.
Sure.
Great story. Wasn't it a couple years ago something else happened similar to this where they had to bring somebody, an emergency player?
Yeah, not quite this old.
It wasn't quite this old, but yeah.
This guy was the second oldest NHL player
his
debut.
Like, kind of seem crazy, though, that that's the solution. Not bring in the Zamboni driver. Put him in the goal.
It's such a hockey thing.
It wouldn't happen in any other sport. All right, thank you, Brian. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. More hand measurements and things like that because it's combine time. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.